Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Hi, kids. We are going till 3 o'clock, so you kind of expect the host to talk and stuff, right?
Just a little bit.
Well, I think if one of the things I'm going to say, which I'm pretty excited about, is this. I think. Let's see if I'm going to do this. Nope, that's not the one I want.
Are you just not talking?
No, I wasn't, but I am now.
Oh, you're going with that's the purge. That's the purge alarm.
Oh, I don't know. That's probably not good for a sponsor, then, is it? We should use a different one.
Yeah, that was. There we go.
There we go.
Time, ladies and gentlemen.
You get so excited for
a
these.
Universal Windows Direct live. Read. That's the special effects we use for this.
Yeah, only the finest.
Absolutely. Summer. Is summer here? Summer's technically here, right? It started a few days ago, right? I think June 22nd is first day.
I think
day
it's
summer?
June 20th. So, yeah.
So we're in. So summer's here. It's not just coming. It's here. Oh, I kid you, it's here. And may even get hotter, as hard to believe as that may be. Don't cool off the outside of your home. Call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. Super spacious technology helps keep the edge of the glass sealed better. The seal lasts longer, makes the windows last up to 5 times longer, in fact, than other window systems. So your windows from Universal Windows Direct perform better, last longer, keep your home more comfortable all year round. Plus, Universal Windows Direct backs it up with a true lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home and a 20-year warranty to the next homeowner. Call Universal Windows Direct today, 502-487-5099. For every 2 windows you buy, you'll get 2 free. Buy 4, get 4. Buy 6, get 6. Buy 20, get 20. That's how it works. No limit. 0% financing as well for 6 months. 6 months. 36 months. I was going to say 6 months would be nice, but 36 months now. That's a deal. Update your windows with Universal Windows Direct means extra protection from the elements, a consistent temperature in your home, increased energy efficiency, and reduced heating and cooling costs, plus a quieter and more comfortable home all year round. That's just that simple. But the way to get the process started, you have to call them. They can't call you. 502-487-5099. It's totally free to sit down and have them give you an estimate. And again, remember, you'll get 2 windows free for every 2 you buy. No limit on that. 0% financing for 60 months. That's 5 years. Restrictions apply. Tell them I told you to call and you'll get an additional $250 off your project. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. And today, our guest tagliner is the big-headed producer who's going to say, like him, you'll be saying,
I love my windows.
Oh, you didn't even do the John Sterling one.
I love my windows.
Oh, that's a big head going back.
Oh, I got dizzy.
Yeah, it does make you dizzy, right?
It doesn't make
you
a little dizzy.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a carryover because nobody won yesterday. So you can win two free haircuts from our friends at Big League Haircuts who have 5-0 Tuesdays.
5-0 Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Haircut ticket of 2 or more gets $5 off. 2 area locations. Taylorsville Road, Bardstown Road. Look good, play hard. Big League Haircuts.
I'd like to do Churchill, but we're too late because they're going to go off in about a minute.
Yeah, so there's spring meet wrapping up this weekend. What, Stephen Foster on Saturday, I believe? Yeah. Louis's going to be out there. That's Louis' stomping grounds. I'm playing golf with Jamie, or else I'd be out there.
When?
tomorrow. We're doing a double date.
You're playing with Jamie? Your girls are playing?
No, they're just riding around with us.
I wouldn't want to play. I understand. But I get it. Did you ask Louie or Maben or Rummage or somebody else?
One of the shows I care about. Yeah. I actually asked Lightsy, but he's going to be on the air. So.
Sure. No problem. Not a problem.
I play with you tonight, but you know where I'm going to be. No. At Lulu on Market, baby.
Why, are you working?
Yeah, I picked up a shift tonight.
Picked up a shift. They're going to double shift. He's shortening the bench for the Friday. He's getting rid of the third line waiters.
Going to be on the balcony tonight. Come see me. We had a great special last night. It was fabulous. I still got it memorized. You ready for this? I don't write it down. I write nothing down. Probably a little not good.
Much to the chagrin of the chefs who say, Nick, we do not have turtle soup tonight. We never have turtle soup. It's not even on the menu.
Last night's special was a blackened crawfish parmesan risotto.
Whoa.
With sautéed zucchini squash, snow peas, broccoli, and shrimp in a bourbon demi-glaze.
Wow.
For $34. It was fabulous.
Sounds delightfully delicious.
I don't know what the special is tonight, but if it's half as good as last night's special, then your happy ass better come see me tonight.
Very nice.
At Lulu on Market.
All right, here's the race. We're going to go to a track we haven't gone to very often in beautiful Monmouth Park, New Jersey. It's a pretty track. It's an underrated track in terms of how pretty it is. It is the second race on the card. They're going a mile.
Oh, you're
going
to love the first horse name.
I will in a moment. It's a claimer, $21,000 purse, second race on the card, and the number one horse is New York Panther. I don't know why we'd love that, because it says New York.
Maybe.
Yeah, New York it's and not then like, the mix of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Come on. New York is always. I mean, it's like the guys from Airplane said, that if ever Milwaukee came up in any way, shape, or form on television, they would all like call each other, we're on TV, because it was Milwaukee. So right. Like Laverne and Shirley, they loved Laverne and Shirley because it was set in Milwaukee. But New Yorkers don't, too jaded.
They're too good. They're too good to get excited.
No, it's just it's on all the time. New York is on all the time. It's a character in half the shows. Sex and the City. New York is as much a character in that show as the Ford girls are, women are. Do you know I interviewed her?
Which one?
Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick.
Were they nice?
The ESPYs. They were extremely nice. The ESPYs were in New York at that time before they moved to Vegas, and the show was just being released, and I didn't know what the name of it was. I didn't know if it was Sex in the City or Sex and the City.
So you just said Sex in the City. And
City in Sex, I guess.
I said, so it's for Sex in the City. And she said, Sarah Jessica Parker said, very good. Oh, Sex and the City, Sex in the City, whatever you want to call it. It starts, and I was like, oh, God.
Oops.
Caught me, Sarah Jessica Parker. Oh, yeah, we'll talk to Matthew Broderick.
he just glared at her the rest of the
just kind of sitting there with a goofy grin on his face. New York Panther, number one, is 6-1, ridden by Jorge Gonzalez. Number two is Affy Kid, A-F-Y, Affy, I assume that's how you'd say that.
Okay.
Affy Kid, Jorge Vargas rides, 9-2 odds on the two, Affy Kid. Number three is Give It a Go.
Why not? I like that one. Give It a Go is my
Samuel
horse.
Camacho rides. At 4-1 for three, Give It a Go. Number four, I don't know. Don't be so quick. Candy Kingdom.
Ooh.
Cesar Gonzalez and the trainers Anthony Foglia.
How
you doing? 11-1.
I got your candy right here.
Yeah, you want some? I got your candy.
I got your candy. I got your sweets right here.
Sweets, as they call them in England. That's what they call them.
They call them sweets? Mm-hmm. You know what they call sprinkles?
Sprinkles.
Hundreds and thousands.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Look it up.
They call them Jimmies in Rhode Island.
I've heard that, yeah, in Rhode Island.
I thought that was slang for a condom.
It is, but no, he's not wrong.
What did I say
wrong?
He's not wrong. I'm not wrong.
Would you put a condom on an ice cream cone?
Probably not. But Gators.
And that's disgusting.
Gators women better be wearing Jimmies. It's the line from
I
the
wasn't
other guys.
A pimp. I was a pimp. I was a pimp.
Number five, Homeschool, Jorge Hernandez rides, 6-1.
Just a really awkward horse.
Number six is Namesake at 9-2. Samuel Marin is the rider. And number seven is your favorite at the current time, 2-1 on Predicted with Madison Olver is the rider. You think Madison is a guy or a girl?
Girl.
You think so?
Yeah.
Madison Olver?
I don't know any guys that are named Madison.
Madison Bumgarner.
Son of a biscuit. How did I miss that one?
He didn't even take 2 seconds to come up
that
with
was
that.
That was so easy.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, after that, I was going to say, give me another Maddie then. Give me another Maddie Tullio.
Having said that, I gave you one, though. That's true. Madison Olver clearly is a female.
My fun fact of the race, 3 of the jockeys are named Jorge.
That is true. I noticed so, that myself.
Take that and an exacta or trifecta, whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, Jorge trifecta.
Wow. You know what? I may do that since we did it last week with the...
Let's do it.
All right. So the Jorge trifecta would be the one...
Now we're going to go up to
two,
the winning jockey, Jorge. And then
1, 2, 5.
Second place.
It means we're beating poor Madison. We're going to have to leave her out of the money, but I'm going to do it.
Which horses are those again?
Which horses are what? The Jorges?
New York Panther.
Number one, New York Panther, Affy Kid, and Homeschool, the 5.
Okay,
1, 2, 5. Predicted is the current favorite, and we're leaving her out altogether. Wow, that's going to be tough. I don't feel good about this, but I'm going to do it. 1, 2, 5. So send us your picks, 1 through 7, no scratches, to 437-9680. It's a carryover, so it's 2 haircuts, and we'll add an extra one if your horse wins at more than 4-1 odds, because we always do that.
Oh, my God. So, and the trainer for Predicted is Jorge Delgado.
Oh, my God. So now
this
what
is awesome.
So Jorge Festival.
Jorge Super?
Oh.
The or Jorge you can Super. Do or you can do a
that
I don't,
would be wild.
There's 2 Gonzalez jockeys with the last name or 2 jockeys with the last name Gonzalez.
Now you
too.
See you make you're overthinking it. You never
But I like the Jorge move.
I kinda like the Jorge Super.
All right, I'm gonna play the trifecta. 50-cent trifecta.
Oh, if it's a Jorge Super, you're gonna feel foolish.
On those 4. Well, I'll still win.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
so
maybe not.
Jorge? What if I will?
No, what if the other Jorge, the Jorge trained horse, gets
in there? I'm putting him in too.
Four horse box.
4 horse box trifecta. Boom. Confirm.
Let's go, Jorge.
There it is. It's the all Jorge's. All Jorge all the time. WJORGE. That's too many letters. That's what we're calling our station. Do you know they used to call FM stations were not like it's you know, the same call letters they use for AM stations. It would, like now, I mean, you can use like it's, you know, they all have call letters like
W's are on west or east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, except K's for one. There's only one.
Yes, and I know it. I can't remember what it is. Oh.
It's in Pittsburgh. KD something. It's only one east of the Mississippi. Station east of Mississippi. Why has it got to be spelled so hard? Starting with K. If the internet gets this, I'll be impressed. It is. There should be only one. Stations east of the Mississippi are required to start their call letters with W. Stations west start it with K. There are exceptions. KDKA in Pittsburgh. Because existing stations were allowed to keep their old call letters rather than confuse longtime listeners. So before they came up with that rule, KDKA was in existence. So there you go. So there's that. How did we get on that? I was going to say something else. Oh, they used to be called, like, I'm listening to the 19 on YouTube, listening to an all-star game from the 19 baseball all-star game, the late 30s or early 40s. And, you know, they give the identification. You know, this is Ty Tyson. You're listening to WJ, something in Detroit. And then 4DRJ.
That
was the FM.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
There was a 4?
There was numbers in it, and it wasn't the same letter.
That just seems unnatural and against God.
Yes, very strange. FM was... I'm old enough to remember when FM was very much
new.
I don't know how to describe it. It almost just like a niche.
Now everything's on FM.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, speaking of that,
except us.
Did you see the news?
Well, we're on FM too.
I didn't never even heard of this company, but the live. You talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat all rolled into 1 2-week window. The Live Tour.
Yes.
Had one of their members win the U.S. Open, of course.
Right.
Rest of the show. They set attendance records at the event the following week. I think it was in Nashville. Way more, frankly, than the PGA Tour got.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They got like 42,000 people or something. It was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were like, wow, we're feeling good. We're feeling good.
And then what happened?
They're, you know, they can't get anywhere on TV. There's no place for them. So they were on. Have you ever heard of this? Caffeine TV.
No. No.
I'm not kidding you. You know about it? You remember? Caffeine TV. Caffeine TV was their broadcast arm. And now they were getting all excited. And the Caffeine TV website said, all good things must come to an end. We're at the point where we're still not quite profitable, so we made the decision to end the service as of June 26th.
So they're decaffeinated.
So they are done. So now, and so the Liv has like a week to find another out. I don't know what they're going to do.
Seriously, maybe it's because, you know, I'm a hockey fan. I always have the biggest amount of sympathy for anyone. So two of the things I love the most, the NHL and TNA Wrestling, have had histories of having a hard time finding networks. So
And it's getting worse now because it's a very... Well, here, I'll read this comment. This will put it in perspective for you. The announcement marks the latest jarring development in an unfriendly media rights environment for Liv. It's just like hockey went through. They had a hard time finding a home.
Yeah.
So the league's events, which air on the CW in a revenue-sharing agreement, have suffered dreadfully low TV audiences since the league signed a two-year contract with the network at the beginning of 2023. And the streaming world hasn't been much friendlier, as evidenced by Caffeine TV's sudden closure. I can understand why it was something. I think I've got a pretty good idea of very obscure broadcast things because I've got that
the box
I've got the VCTV and it gets everything, and that's how I discovered Willow, where I can watch cricket if I choose 24/7. It's a channel dedicated just to cricket, and it's pretty darn good. So I see all of these stations. I don't even think Caffeine's on there. It's unbelievable. And it's incredible. We try and raise money, which I think is a pretty inarguably good cause. We're trying to help fight cancer. There's an initiative where we really can save a whole bunch of lives with this new thing that we're doing, partnering with the University of Louisville and the Norton Children's Center, for especially with children's cancer. And it's so hard to generate money. And I understand why before anybody texts me, because people are trying to make money with this. We're not trying to make money. We're trying to do good. But Caffeine started in 2018. Complete startup. Do you know how much money they got to get started?
How much?
$150 million.
Holy smokes. To start a TV network?
Wow.
Jeez.
And they get nothing back. They're done. They are going to be done.
That's a shame.
So, anyway, we'll see what happens with golf. All right, we're still taking texts. Nick, how about the slap challenge? What's that?
I don't know. Is that the thing that the UFC was doing?
Oh, I hate that.
I
can't stand that.
I was entertaining for a little bit, but now all I think is CTE.
Yeah, no,
I'm just like.
Send us texts, please. How are we doing with our poll? Tulio said that Funkos were ahead.
That would be a massive upset. But I do know that our man Jason Entz is a big, big Funko fan. I would say the fan base for Funkos is smaller, but more passionate. So
okay, so what'd you get?
Let's see. I'm pulling it up. Da-da-da-da. Funko Pops winning 52%.
52-48? It's still a ball game. We still got time.
Not a ton of votes either. Only about 21 votes.
Maybe that'll help. How about this? Texter just sent me this. The U.S. Senior Open is going on. I think it's going on now, right? I believe so. Frank Benzel Jr., who I've not heard of, and I don't imagine you have either. He is a 56-year-old teaching pro based out of New York and Florida. He made back-to-back hole-in-ones.
Wow!
In the U.S. Senior Open on Friday on the fourth and fifth holes.
I wonder how many times that's happened in history.
I have no idea.
I want to say zero.
Back-to-back hole-in-ones. Even for
aces.
A pro, the odds are, I think, like 1 in 10,000.
But you also need to be at a course that has...
Back-to-back par threes, yeah, which doesn't happen.
Unless you're going crazy and stripe a drive on a par four.
You don't see many of those.
Have you seen one of those videos?
Did you see the one that the guy made the hole-in-one... It wasn't this year. It was at the Phoenix event. The guy made one this year, and it was the first time it had been done in, I don't know how many years. I think it was 15 or 16 years or something. And he made the one at the other event because he hit his drive. It's par four. That's what I said. Par four is hole in one's on a par four. I think it's only happened two. He hit a drive, and the group ahead of him was trying to leave the green. So the flag was out of the hole, and the guy was just walking off, and they're getting ready to put the flag back, and the guy in the group ahead had his putter in his hand. And the ball bounced, hit the guy's putter, and then caromed into the hole.
Holy smokes. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre. It's
very, hey, man, you hit another one. Oh, really? Yeah. I must have really gotten a good one there. That's no? Actually, you got a little bit of help.
All right.
Got an assist.
Numbers 1 through 7 in this race. We are how far away from post time? We should be getting very close. New York Panther, the 1 is 5-1. Number 2 is Affy Kid, 5-1. Number 3 is Give It A Go, 10-1. Number 4 is Candy Kingdom, 16-1. Number 5, Homeschool, is 5-1. Number 6, Namesake, is 3-1. And Predicted, the favorite at the outside post at number 7, is 9-5. We got a Jorge boxed trifecta between all the Jorges, which is 1, New York Panther, 2, Affy Kid, 5, Homeschool, and 7, Jorge Delgado, Predicted. Strangely enough, by the way, those are my lucky numbers at the track.
Really?
Aiden just told me, the dude that went back-to-back hole-in-ones, followed it up with 4 straight bogeys. So he did 4 under and then 4 over.
Oh, jeez.
So thank you, Aiden, for that one.
Golf. Ladies and gentlemen,
that
golf.
Is so golf.
That is golf.
All right. So how are we doing for video there, my fine feathered friend?
They're just getting in. They're just walking towards the gate.
I don't know who the track announcer is at Monmouth anymore. It used to be Frank Marimotti, the guy who was the voice for the Belmont Stakes.
Oh, no, Belmont Stakes. I knew NBC. It was something in that area.
He's the guy that used to do the races doing impressions.
Yeah, that's right.
It was very funny. But now he's kind of a little bit, got to play a little bit straighter. They don't expect you to be doing the,
speaking about golf,
the Belmont Stakes as Rodney Dangerfield.
Sauce Gardner, the Jets cornerback,
sure.
He made a tweet. It was like, oh, it's my first time playing golf, and I used my own ball this time. How'd I do? It says a 96. I don't believe it. First round of golf, and he got a 96. I don't care if you're Wayne Gretzky, Barry Bonds, like the best athletes in the world.
No disrespect, but especially a football player. Golfers sometimes translate a little bit, and maybe baseball players some, but
yeah, hockey, player. Yeah, hockey and baseball translate a little bit. No offense to Sauce Gardner, great athlete, tremendous athlete, but that would be very impressive.
I don't believe
true.
It.
Well, I mean, does he play 9 holes or?
He said first time playing 18, 96.
Was he playing a par 3 course? Like,
I don't think so. Like,
impressive. That
would, you break 100 the first time you've ever played. Hey, Rick Pitino has a horse in race 5 at Aqueduct today. That's interesting. Let's go see who that is.
Same right, Mark Pope.
They should be in the gate here. Oh, no, they're not in the gate. Well, they're getting close, aren't they?
How many minutes to post?
0.
Yeah. Yeah. Been an interesting week. Been a good week.
Let's see who this is. Race number 2, start of the early pick 4. That's not Frank Marimotti. New York Panther in the red jacket goes in.
Here's Affy Kid coming up. I don't like New York Panther. Give it a Panthers beat the Rangers. Position number 3. Don't get chesty, Tulio. You're a Devils fan.
Yeah, but rivalries. And I did pick them to win the Cup, so I was pumped.
No, that's fair. You did do that.
I like this better because now I can watch it while I'm listening to it. So, come on.
Candy Kingdom goes in.
Sure.
And Homeschool.
All right.
Two back. Namesake. And the light orange cap.
Just 3 months away from my track announcing
debut.
Predicted
to the outside post.
You practicing?
No.
Here comes Predicted and Manny Olver. We're ready to go.
Okay. Well, we are too, Mr. Track Announcer Person. There they go.
And Leroff, home squad to take up coming out of there, was off a little bit sluggishly. Give It A Go goes towards the lead. Now he takes back. Affy Kid in the middle of 3. comes away with the lead here into the turn. New York Panther matching him on the inside, cuts the corner. He has a nose lead now. Affy Kid right there pressing from the outside, about three quarters of a length back second. There's a gap of two to predict it off the
right
pace
now. We'd
today,
have the try stop
tugging into
the Jorge
position.
Try
give it a go alongside of him. Then Candy Kingdom, Namesake, who's second to last, Home School at the back of affairs. He's five lengths off the leader.
Candy
New York
Kingdom's
Panther,
gonna screw us,
who's on
I'm
top
it.
By just a neck. Affy Kid right there to the outside, predicted a lot closer now. Shown Moraine is now third a length off the lead down the back stretch. Candy Kingdom racing inside of him. Give it a go now between horses. Namesake only two and a half lengths off the pace, and another length and a half to the trailer Home School as they're tightly packed up into
wow.
the far turn
is,
run.
Looks like a Ouija
New York
board.
Panther being tackled now by Affy Kid, and there goes Predicted on the outside to come looking for the lead around the far turn. Predicted, Affy Kid, Predicted glides to the lead, and Affy Kid is behind in second.
Get now, six out of there.
Making a run into the second position is caught three deep, but he's moving forward with a quarter mile more remaining.
No.
Predicted Namesake. Namesake on the outside with a big run, and he's up to take the lead away from Predicted, who's back in second. Affy Kid alone in third.
Damn it.
And then comes Give It A Go about to pass him. Furlong to go. Namesake has gone on to open up the lead to two. Now it's two and a half, and Namesake and Samuel Marin are going to win it. Namesake. For Mario Saray Jr. wins it over Predicted. Give It A Go.
Boo! Boo!
Do we have anybody who picked that?
Namesake actually went off at 6-5. It was one of those races where somebody knew something. They didn't bet it till the late money came in. And, of course, I didn't read it to you, so I screwed you people. Because the Trackmaster got it. Namesake, he has Equibase speed figures, which are among the top in this group. Considering this contest, if only for the decent speed figure in the last contest, Predicted was second. The Trackmaster got the exacta, 6-7. That's how it came in. But that's a short exacta. Those are the two favorites. So there you
Hunch
go.
Play, Jorge, number six Namesake, over all the Jorges. The last text that came in.
Said who? Take Namesake over all the Jorges?
He said he took number three, but then he said Hunch Play, Jorge, number six Namesake over all the Jorges.
I don't think it's going to pay very much, but it's always better to win a little than lose a lot, or vice versa. So if it was the exacta, and it came in, what, 6-7? Is that what it came in, Tulio? It's not paying nothing. Dollar exacta pays a whopping $4.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a bad betting race. It's a bad betting place. Anybody take six?
Well, the one guy took the hunch play, Jorge, number six Namesake.
No, he didn't take that, though.
Well, he said number three, and then he said hunch play.
Well, you can't
Jorge.
Take two picks and
I'm
then
giving it to him
because
it's the only six on there.
No, then it's a carryover to Monday.
We're not doing three haircuts.
Sure we are.
No, we're not.
Well, then it'll still be two. We're not giving. I mean, we don't do participation trophies here on the V Show. You win, you earn it, or you don't get it.
His last text was a hunch play. Jorge, number six Namesake over all the Jorges. He wins.
Do it.
Thank you.
Nick's in charge. Nick's in charge of the prizes, so take it up with him. Not a big fan of sending two picks in and giving him one.
If 3-1, I would not give it to him because his latest text said six.
Now he did hit the exact. I'll give him that.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's see who Patino's horse is. 1-2?
Sure.
Let's see. Sixth race at Aqueduct, which is really the Belmont meet. It's listed as Belmont at the Big A, which is very strange. He is in the, what did he say? Fifth race. Let's see. Who's the owner? Well, it doesn't tell you who owns it, though, does it? Do I have to look up every horse? That's going to be a pain in the ever-loving butt. Yeah. Greyhound Stables. That's not it.
Oh, crap. Oh, Jesus. Oh, crap. There was a six.
All right, see? There you go. So sorry.
But I already, whatever. I'm giving them both one.
Yeah, you really don't have any. No credence at all to your award giving.
Well, I already messaged the one guy.
What is Patino's ownership group thing? Hey, what horse is it, Texter? Because I can't find the damn thing. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I got it. Agelos the Great. Agelos. Agelos the Great. 7-2. Morning line. Manny Franco in the irons. George Weaver trains, and I'm pretty sure this is his company, right? RAP Racing.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Dave Pitino Racing.
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
Good for you, Rick. Good luck.
I don't know, but that would make sense. RAP.
Unfortunately, Trackmaster doesn't like him.
Ooh.
Trackmaster likes 2, 4, 6, an all even race. Rick has got the 5. Agelos the Great.
Aiden, did you do a sports center today? No worries if not. I'm just wondering.
I have one partially written.
All right.
If you need it.
Yeah. All right. Try to finish it. Yeah. Okay. That way we can get you a rep. That'd be good.
Do you know how to push the buttons for a
commercial? Oh, my break? God. He's going to do both?
He just has to push the buttons, not while he's doing sports center.
No. Oh, no. What I'm saying, like, you know, run the board and then do your sports center.
You know, you'd be amazed, but there's a lot of talented people out there living on the streets.
That's a good point.
Just saying. Don't just judge a man because he sleeps in the doorway at Qdoba. It doesn't mean he's not capable.
I got a free meal earlier.
Yeah, you did. Very good for you. We're all happy.
Gave him the day-old queso.
Texas says,
go nuts, kid.
I will give it to the other guy. I won $4.
Okay.
Congratulations, sir. What are we doing here? We are going to... we're going to come back and do the Steve.
Well, we can do baseball promotions. Do 5 minutes on this. 5 good minutes like they do.
On what?
On PTI. This guy says, I haven't been able to listen for a bit.
Okay.
Bob, what was your reaction to Rick being on KSR?
Oh, again?
I think it's kind of lame, but not worth freaking out about, this guy says.
We already did this.
I know, but he wasn't able to listen.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Did he hear the day we discussed Brett Favre possibly retiring? You want to get into that again, too?
He was just asking.
It was yesterday.
He said, I think you would agree with his take on it. I think it's kind of lame, but not worth freaking out about.
The second part's easy. You know I'm not going to freak out about that. We were talking about the station being sold to we're going to be all Spanish format starting Monday.
Muy bien!
I'm in. I just got to download Duolingo.
You know, I learned something, by the way.
Babbel.
I'm not good at Spanish.
Okay.
But I understand more of it than I think I do.
Okay.
Or I like that I can't speak it.
Right.
But there's a lot of, our kitchen is 80%.
Well, there
Latino.
You go. If you're around it, that's the immersion theory. You immerse yourself in it.
And I hear them talking, and I'm like, oh, they're talking about so-and-so's wife, and what a nice lady she is. And I was like, able to, like...
You threw a hanging curveball there that I just had to take
I locked
side.
You up.
Badly wanted to just... Why'd you give me the take sign? That thing was sitting there like a basketball, and I had to take it.
I hated taking pitches. I hate
Yogi Berra. Yogi batted.
No, first off, I was I'm the Vlad Guerrero school of if it's close, I'm taking a hack at it.
But, what Yogi did
because the thing was I was
Yogi hit balls that were an inch off the ground.
The Dominican Republic and was in the MLB by like 18.
I'm saying.
Wait, I misspoke. He was Cuban. My bad.
That school of thought of if it's close, I'm taking a hack at it. Your boy had the minimum number of at bats to qualify for it. I think I had 10 at bats and I had 8 hits. So I was batting 800 in high school for a brief little bit amount of time.
Nice.
And I made it to the top 10 best batting averages in the state because of that.
When I played Legion in Connecticut, there was a moment where I was like...
You played Legion? Do people just with lesions play?
No. It was like a wood bat league, but like you're sponsored by like...
The American Legion.
Yeah,
you played Legion ball? I didn't know
that.
I never played Legion ball. I
loved it because it was a wood bat and I felt way more comfortable than the metal bats. But
really?
I was a big sack bunt guy, so I got like my average up in the beginning. Got my average up in the beginning, and then they were like, yeah, Tanner, you finished with like a 400 average. And I was like, yeah, because you guys should just bring me in. I just... Dribble one down the third base line.
Tanner belongs on over. This show. He because we are a family of bunters.
I love bunting.
It's
the
bunting
smart play.
Too.
I never
your boy
in my, in my
down.
Very abbreviated baseball career, I never tried to bunt for a hit where I got thrown out.
Really?
Well, I played, you know, like up to middle school. There weren't great infielders there. So if you could kind of get it where you wanted to, you weren't getting a guy charging from third like Brooks Robinson, barehanding it and throwing it across his body. I mean, so.
That was my favorite thing was like you get like a good hit in like the first inning, like in the outfield, and then you come back up for your second at bat and you look around and you're like, all right, third baseman's like kind of a little back there. I can maybe lay one down and get it out or get it, like run it out.
I was a great sack bunter. I get it down. I didn't really like a lot of them out, but I remember once
it became a big diamond, I was like, I'm not running these out anymore, guys.
Texas says, you're mean, Bob. Sorry I asked. I said, just a joke, which it was. But, okay, if he wants a serious answer, Rick Pitino going on KSR was, this is exactly what we said yesterday. So if you listen then, I apologize for repeating myself. It is, as you said, no big deal. It's just a guy doing a radio interview with a guy. I'm told, I don't know who the guy is, but I guess they had a little falling out. Now they made amends. And so he decided to go on the guy's show, the guy's thing. It was not meant as a...
Well, no. See,
did you see the Hunch text right, back?
No. So what, do you have something you want to add?
No. Well, because it was, he didn't go on Matt Jones's show.
I know, I'm saying.
He went on Pardon My Take that was filling in.
Right.
And I don't think he had a falling out with those
guys.
Okay.
He's friends with the guy.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good relationship.
Right. I thought it was a new
Pardon My Take guy.
Yeah, okay. So he's friends with the guy. So, but that was the point. My point was, it was not, oh, let me go on here and throw roses at, you know, the Big Blue Nation. It's, I'm friends with this guy. Let me go on his show. Now, while he was on there, and I said this yesterday, we did a, which I thought was intended to be funny. I got to be careful, I guess, when you're funny. We, you know, people don't always see the joke. Was Italians holding grudges.
Yes.
And so, as one guy said, who got the joke, said that was the best effing segment of radio because we did it with a lot of profanity in it and dumped it. The point being that Italians are among the best ethnic grudge-holding groups in the world. I got texts from Irish listeners who said, oh, yeah, we'll hold my beer. So, okay, I get it. But the point was—
I agree with that texter, too.
The way he left Louisville and the way he left Kentucky are two drastically different things. He left Kentucky of his own volition. He went to the NBA. You know, he wanted to. He got to be the president. That's what he always wanted. When he was with the Knicks, even though he won, he didn't call the shots. Now he had a chance to be the man who had all the authority, and so he left. Now, when he came back, he didn't have to come to Louisville. He could have gone to another school. But, you know, he did come to Louisville, and he said, I love the fans. I love Big Blue Nation. I can understand now in hindsight why they were upset I went to Louisville. So he obviously was extending an olive branch if he needed to. I don't know that he even needed to, but that's why he did that. They're going to play there to celebrate the 96 championship team. Is he thinking that far ahead? Maybe. You know, when he goes in there, he wants to
Get booed. Yeah,
he wants to be greeted warmly. He wants to let them know I come in friendship, and I think he will be. I think that's how it'll play out, especially because he did reach out to that community and the people in this Commonwealth filter most everything through red versus blue. And so now the red people are mad at him and the blue people have embraced him. You know, I've heard people talk about that. Now he's ours again. So that's why. Yeah. So it's not worth it. So I don't spend a lot of time on it because I don't get into that whole thing. So, he said what he said, but the only thing that I think I can add to the discussion about it is why he's taken that tack is because of what I said, because Italians are grudge holders. And here, he got pushed out, and there he left of his own volition, and so he's clearly now identifying with that group. The only thing I said yesterday, which I stand again, is it'll be awkward with him about here because he has taken great pride in staying close with his ex-players, and so I don't think he's going to have any love for here, but I do think he's going to want to stay very warmly connected with Peyton and Russ and Luke and all those guys. So that's so I don't think that'll change. It may make some interesting some interesting scenarios in the future, but that's how I felt about it, and that's what we said yesterday. So there was that.
I think we could get him on the air,
Pitino.
Yeah,
I don't know, at some point maybe. I mean, you know, we had him on for Hall of Fame week, I think. So
because I've been thinking maybe we could do a coaches week during the summer, and you know that would be a good one to get.
We could try. I mean, I don't.
He seems to not hate you.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe he does. Who knows? I mean, listen. I don't want to say this so it sounds like I'm being overly critical, but he travels by design in circles of people who are very wealthy.
Right.
That's kind of, you know, that's what he does. I understand it. He's worked hard to get there, and so I'm not in that circle. So, but I've played golf with him on a number of occasions, and you know, and we've had social visits and eaten dinner with him. And so I don't mean it in a nasty way. I'm just saying, on a day to day basis, he's, you know, the game ends and he's jumping on his plane flying to Miami. I'm not, hey Rick, I'll see you down there when I'm going to be
right.
Take me a little longer because I'm coming by Amtrak, but I'll be down there. I mean, so. That's what that's all about. All right. Let's go see. Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I never get the same amount of money every payday, ever. So I always have to open it to see what I get this one.
And this was a good one?
Yeah, pretty good for various reasons.
Good for those over-the-counter fireworks we're going to get.
Yes, we are going to have – we are going to keep the tradition. We're still calling it Thunder Over Driveway, but this year for the people who haven't listened to the show, I'll bring you up to speed. But for those who have, I'll try not to belabor it, and then we'll do the baseball thing if we have time. I think we will real quick maybe. We started this when Nick was literally an infant. I mean, I don't know, maybe four, I guess. We went to the grocery store, and we bought one of those little packages of fireworks that they have at the checkout. And we brought it home, and we had a cookout like a lot of people on 4th of July. We had a friend over, and we said, come on, Nicky, let's go light the fireworks. And we did it in the driveway, and they were all little tiny things, you know, fountains. And
a lifelong love affair of fireworks was
bang,
born.
Bang, 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 bang. And he, I can't tell you how much he loved it.
Well, fireworks are one of my favorite things on the planet.
I think, in fairness, he's one of the few children I know that may have preferred 4th of July to Christmas. And that's not an exaggeration.
Nope. Favorite, it was my favorite holiday. Still
so,
is.
So we built
love
it.
Love Christmas.
So yeah. Typical of me, because I do love whimsy, as we talked about when we did the Friends Urgently Competing Olympic Fun Fest discussion earlier in the week, that we made it. We started to call it Thunder Over Driveway, because it was so small. And so the next year, if Thunder, you got to have an air show, I bought, I don't know, 20 balsa wood planes.
Yeah, the air show.
And we threw them, and we made an air show. And then that eventually evolved into other activities. We had a croquet tournament. We had a home run derby. We had the air show. And then the fireworks just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it got a life of its own. So the people were coming. I don't know. One year we must have had 80 people, I guess.
Oh, every bit, if not. Maybe by more. The time the fireworks came, because other people would leave their firework, their show, their shows,
to come to see us. So, and the neighbors were pretty tolerant. We were the second house in our development at Covered Bridge in Indiana. No, second at the time.
Oh, at the time, yeah, good point. You're right.
So we were the second house in, and our one neighbor on one side was pretty patient about it all. And so we would. The people would sit across the street from our house. There was a hill there, and they'd watch. And we literally let them in our driveway. And we had to make, you know, kind of we'd look, make sure cars weren't coming. And we had some pretty big fireworks. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then we sold the house. The kids got out of the house. And I, you know, my wife and I, we were apart for a while, and then we were back. And we moved to Louisville. And we've been in condos since, because we have empty nest syndrome. The kids don't live with us. And so it's just the two of us. So we didn't do it. But Jamie started to do it at his house. But typical of you youngsters who must exceed, it got ridiculous. It really did. I mean, they were buying...
Oh, it was unsafe.
Rucci level fireworks, and it was not safe, and it was too many people, and it was too small a place. And Jamie's wife, understandably, gets nervous about burning her house down, and so
which we almost did one.
Yeah, and so we were trying to figure out a new place to go, and for various reasons, it didn't work out. But it's very important to keep tradition, so we are going to go back to our roots. We're buying grocery store fireworks, which will still be damned entertaining. We have tanks and. Nick looks heartbroken.
No, well, I might bring one or two other big fireworks, but just a couple, just a couple.
Don't get us thrown out of our development, please. And there's trees there, so there's not a lot of, you know. Please don't ruin it for the rest of us. You're going to be that one kid that's got to ruin it. You had to bring a pistol. To
know? Wait, what?
Just don't do that, okay? So anyway, there's that. Okay, so
baseball promotions. We got 5 minutes.
All right. Do we have time? Let's see. Here we go. Ready? Let's see. Why don't you get on your phone, too? All you got to do is type in under Google, baseball promotions, and it will take you to one particular team, and then it becomes a template, and all you got to do is substitute the other teams. Like, we need to see who's playing home this week. MLB, I guess, what MLB, I forgot how you get the minor league promotions. You don't want that. No disrespect to our friends in minor leagues. All right, here we go. Like, for example, the promotion schedule for the Atlanta Braves. Oh, if this is this weekend, we've got our first day. It's Wednesday. Should we take it, though? I don't know. Wednesday.
Oh, Bobby Miller?
No, Michael Harris inspired bobblehead.
Oh, that's a good action shot.
Right? So that's pretty good. Why is his hand like that? Does he think he's Spider-Man? Is that his nickname?
Maybe. Yeah, it looks like he's doing
Spider-Man. Oh, man, look at that. The Outcast bobblehead giveaway on August
6th. Oh, my God. I mean, that's fantastic.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy?
Yes, in a low rider. We got to get our hands on that bobblehead.
Okay, so there you go. So now we...
But that's August 6th.
Yeah, so no, we're not doing that yet. We'll come back to that. The promotion schedule for the Nats, Oh, these are pretty entertaining. Pretty entertaining. Let's see what we got. Go to the schedule. All you got to do is find a team, go to their schedule, and then you find the date, and they have the asterisk, and it lists the promotion. So, like, tonight, they are doing nothing, I guess. Oh, they're away. Okay, that explains that. So let's go to Tampa Bay, and that might tell us. Tampa Bay Rays schedule. So far, we've got no games in the books. Tampa Bay Rays. Go to their webpage. Or you can just get to the team's webpage and find the schedule, and it's 2 seconds in because they list all the games with promotions have a asterisk on the calendar there. Okay, so there we go. There's the website, and now we're on Tampa Bay's schedule, and now let's see what we got tonight. Here we go. Tonight, Devil Rays Day. I don't know what that means. Oh, here we go. Sunday, Yandy Diaz bobblehead. So there's one. So we'll take Sunday. Jot that down. Sunday we'll take the Rays. Who else is home this week? I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Phillies, they got nothing. The Marlins, they got nothing. At least no bobbleheads. They have some cool stuff, but no bobbleheads.
So Tampa Bay, we're taking Sunday. Here's the Mets schedule. Are the Mets home? The Mets are home. Oh, do they have anything tonight? They got a basketball jersey. Nope, that's no good. Who else is home?
Nothing for the Giants.
All right. Are the Dodgers home?
Yeah, I believe so.
They might have a bobblehead. Yeah, they play home.
They don't have a bobblehead until Wednesday.
No, no good. All right, so that's no good.
Bobby Miller, bobblehead Wednesday.
Oh, we got to do that. So we may have to – we'll have to come back and revisit that on Wednesday's show. So Streams won't mind. Just go a little bit over. You're good. Right, Streeps? You're good. See what the Guardians are doing. See what if the Guardians have anything. Here's the schedule for the Orioles. The Orioles. A lot of these City Connect. I noticed there's a theme like for each team.
Yeah.
They do the same thing. This is City Connect, so that's no good. All right. Just find anything for the Guardians. Now, this will show our commitment, because if the White Sox have a bobble, we're taking them, even though God knows they're awful. So let's see what we got. Oh, they're home. They're hosting the Rockies. Let's see what we got. They have a concert, a basketball jersey, Coke Zero Family Sundays. That explains why they suck. They're not giving anything out. The Cubs probably won't be home then, because they're usually not home the same weekend. How about the Tigers schedule? Detroit Tigers. Let's see what they've got. Detroit Tigers.
Uh-oh.
They're on the road. How about the Angels? What do you got?
Here we go. Friday, June 28th. Paul Goldschmidt, City Connect bobblehead.
Oh,
for
man.
The Cardinals.
Oh.
And they're taking on the Redlegs.
Oh, I hate to root against the Reds, but you got to do what you got. I picked against the Mets, and the Cubs won. So that's a Cardinals one?
Yep.
So Cardinals. The Cardinals will win tonight?
Tonight, the 28th.
Okay. So we'll take the Cardinals tonight. The Rays on Sunday, and the Angels are home. Let's see if they're giving anything out. They're giving out slippers. But you convince me. We're not doing anything but bobbles and bats.
Nope.
Because that would be normally pretty cool. Let me take a
bobbles and bats. It's bobbles and bats. That's all.
Like bourbon and beyond. All right. Let's go see. We're not many more, Tulio. Hang in there with us, and we'll get out of here. Let's see what
the Blue Jays got.
Okay. They might have a good one. MLB, so we got...
No. That's a great one. Kevin Gausman, bubblegum bobblehead. But that's Wednesday. A lot of bobbles on Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Well, you know what? We'll be on Wednesday. Remind us, and we'll do another parlay that night. So we've got Friday. We've got the Cardinals tonight and the Rays Sunday. The Red Sox never give it anything, so we don't have to check there. So the only ones left are
Henry's cheap and only cares about Liverpool.
The Brewers and the Royals and the Diamondbacks are it, I think. Or Mariners. Those four games left to check. We'll do them real fast and we'll get out of here. Let's try the Brewers. They usually give out good stuff. So let's see what they've got. The Brewers tonight are hosting the Cubs. And here is their promotional schedule, even as we speak, which says...
Ooh.
What do you got?
We got one for the D-backs. June 29th. Kettle Marte, bat flip bobble.
Ooh.
So we're going to have to take them, and they're playing the lowly A's.
All right, nice. So when is that?
That is Saturday.
So who's that?
The D-backs.
So the Diamondbacks Saturday,
Cardinals tonight.
Cardinals tonight, Diamondbacks Saturday, and the Rays on Sunday.
Yep, there you go.
All right, so that's our three-team parlay. We'll do that. That's perfect. All right, guys. Thank you for hanging in here with us on this Friday.
It was fun.
If you're wondering, we'll be taking reservations for the bus for all of us moving to Canada.
It'll be 93.9 the Canuck.
There we go. God bless you all. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. ESPN 680, 105.7.